The Obama administration announced today more than 7 million Americans signed up for health insurance on government-run marketplaces by yesterday's enrollment deadline. In Alaska, the final numbers aren't in yet. The two insurers on the state's federally run marketplace say the initial figures leave plenty of room for improvement. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Jeff Davis knew the healthcare rollout would be rough, but looking back on the six-month enrollment period that began October 1st, the president of Primera Alaska says he failed to anticipate just how rough.
We didn't expect it to be smooth, but we didn't expect it to be quite this exciting, shall we say.
Part of that excitement was a last-minute Obama administration change that allowed some Primera Alaska members to keep plans that were supposed to be canceled. Davis supported the move, but he says it forced the company to scramble. And then there was the bungled healthcare.gov rollout in October. Davis thinks that gave a lot of people a good reason to put off enrolling indefinitely.
Everyone was waiting for that October 1 date, and when it came and went and no one was enrolled, we really lost a lot of momentum.
By mid-March, Primera had 4,300 new Alaska enrollees on and off the marketplace. Before healthcare.gov launched, the company had conservatively estimated more than double that number. About 10,000 people would sign up. Davis says the numbers are disappointing.
That's not what we were hoping for. We were hoping more Alaskans would find a way to get covered. I think that we'll see. Eventually, it will end up where we expect it to be, but it's just not going to happen in 14. It'll happen in 15 and 16.
The other insurer on Alaska's marketplace is Oregon-based Moda Health.
We really had no idea what to expect going in.
Jason Godey is Moda's regional manager in Alaska. As of mid-March, the company had 5,200 new enrollees in Alaska. He says that number seems low, given that 130,000 Alaskans are uninsured.
It's actually a pretty small number compared to what might be out there. So I think that part of it is a little bit disappointing. But in terms of market share that we've been able to bring on, I think we've been happy with what we've gotten.
Godey says after the slow start to enrollment, December was a big month. The company, which also insures customers in Oregon and Washington, wasn't prepared for the enormous spike in enrollments toward the end of the year.
Just to give you an example, as a company, not just in Alaska, but as a company, on December 30th, we took just over 50,000 calls in one day. And for us, historically, a busy call day would have been about 5,000 calls.
Godey says Moda learned a lot of lessons it will apply during the next open enrollment period, which begins November 15th. Until that date, there are other issues to work out. Neither Moda or Primera has received any money from the federal government for the subsidies many customers qualified for. Primera's Jeff Davis says the company is prepared to cover the subsidy amounts, but hopes the payments will be made soon.
As far as I know, there's still no mechanism for us to receive the subsidies from the federal government. There's just a lot of work still on the back end that wasn't done as part of open enrollment that still needs to be completed.
Both companies will have to file their health insurance rates for next year before they have much information on how new customers are using their insurance. Those rates are due at the end of May. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.